Hey, everybody, it's Kai Rizdahl. Thanks for downloading the Corner Office Podcast. Another new episode for you today. Rich Kramer, the chairman and CEO of Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. It is one of the biggest tire companies in the world. It's been around for more than 100 years, and although tires haven't really changed all that much, minus the steel-belted radials, of course, consumer behaviors and technology sure have. So Goodyear has had to evolve and adapt as well. Here you go, Rich Kramer.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Rich Kramer, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here, Kai. Thanks for having me.
Why tires? What was it about tires that made you want to join this company?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, as you know from my background, I was previously a partner at Price Waterhouse,
yes.
And moving to a tire company was something of a change. But I have to tell you, having been in two of those jobs, I would tell you, you know, tires are a bit unique, but both what I was doing before and what I'm doing at Goodyear, it's really a people business. It's a customer business, and tires were just a different way to make our customers happy.
Would you be offended if I told you, and my guess is that I'm speaking for a large section of the listening public out there, that really tires are just a pain in the butt? Right?
Well, you know what? Tires are some of the most important things that you have on your car for safety reasons,
yep.
And the like. But I'm not at all surprised, Kai, at what you're saying. And in fact, that gets into one of our latest retail concepts, Roll by Goodyear, which is really all about making the tire buying process easier. You're a great straight man.
Well, there you go. All right, look. So on this is a real-life example. I had my car in the shop for regular maintenance a couple of weeks ago, and the service agent said to me as I picked it up, he's like, well, sir, you're going to need some tires next time you're in. And honestly, it's a nightmare because you got to go down there and the guy gives you this price and that price. And if you can make that easier, sell me. I'll give you 45 seconds to give me the roll pitch.
Roll is all about making the tire buying process easier. You come in, you tell us how you want to shop. If you want us to pick your car up with our concierge service, we'll do that. If you want us to install them while you shop, we'll do that. If you want us to come to your home or to your kid's soccer game and put on your tires while you wait, we'll do that for you. It's all about how you want to shop and making it easier for you.
I want all of that, but I don't want to have to pay more than $110 per tire.
Well, Goodyear has very uh-huh. competitive pricing on all our products. It just depends on what kind of car you drive or what kind of tire that you have.
I'm a minivan guy from way back.
We can do that.
All right. So look, let me turn serious here for a second. I want to ask you about the American manufacturing economy as we roll now, no pun intended, into 2019. There's been some softness in the last set of numbers out from the government. I want to know how you're seeing it as a guy in a heavy industry manufacturing company.
Well, for us, first of all, we love the industry. We love the tire industry, and particularly about the future that we see with the whole changes in mobility. Right now, you know, very much what you're referring to, I think we have cyclicality in our business, and we're very used to that, particularly in heavy industry or in a company like ours that deals with the automotive industry. But you know what? That's really okay. We know how to handle those things as we think about the volatility that hits us. But Kai, today, I would say in a more macro way, it's really hard, it's really difficult to predict with clarity where the markets are headed.
Yeah.
And that's largely because of the macro environment that we're all reading about, whether it's Brexit or the U.S. trade situation, U.S.-China trade situation.
I don't want to get too far into that because we cover that at length on this program. But how big
sure.
a headache is it for you as a guy running a major company in this economy that we're in a trade war, that the government is shut down, and that there are some economic headwinds out there? Let's be frank.
You know, I would say what's more important to us right now, or more impactful to us, would be sort of the economic headwinds out there. The environment we're dealing with particularly, you know, is really pretty good or strong environment
yeah.
in the U.S., really on the back of good economic numbers and a solid, I'd say a solid consumer out there. But we're experiencing very high raw material costs over
yep.
the last 2 years. That's putting some headwinds on our business. And also, as a company that has over 50% of their business outside the U.S., we see the impacts of a strong dollar impacting us, slower growth in emerging markets where we're big. And interesting, to me, this is actually really interesting. We have a big business in China.
Huh.
The auto industry was down 4% this year in China. But what's more interesting than that, it's been the first time in nearly 30 years that year-over-year auto sales in China have been backwards. I mean, think about that. That's an astonishing number.
You know, it's crazy, right? But let me ask you if you're on the same page as Tim Cook, that downturn in China is a real and serious problem for your company.
I think it's a headwind for us, and I think it will go with cyclicality, Akai. And the reason I say that is the Chinese economy, the Chinese consumer is ultimately going to come back. And this is just something that we have to work our way through, and I'm very confident we will work our way through that. I always use the analogy with my associates. You know, if you look at the U.S. economy 100 years ago to where it is today, it's grown tremendously, but it didn't grow in a straight line. There's a lot of ups and downs along the way, and I think China is like that and will be like that.
Yeah. Tim Cook, obviously the CEO of Apple, which I should have said. Let me ask you something about a phrase you used a minute ago, changes in mobility. Do autonomous vehicles and all the changes we're having in the way we're going to get around and the changes that are coming, does that worry you? I mean, you know, self-driving cars are still going to need tires, right?
Yeah, exactly right. It actually excites me a lot more than it worries me. And we look at that as sort of a new mobility ecosystem that's coming. And we sort of see that as a shift in consumer views around transportation and mobility. We kind of look at it in four particular areas. The first one is fleets or ride sharing, and that's a movement from personal car ownership over to ride sharing. That's starting already and is only going to increase. I think by 2030, 25% of all miles are going to be in ride sharing. So that's a change coming. Second one is autonomous, as you mentioned, or driverless cars. I think we all have read about enough about that to know that's coming. The third one is connected vehicles, and that's really the car now being connected to each other, eventually to infrastructure, and ideally to shops and stores and things like that. And the final one is electric vehicles. And as battery technology improves and as range anxiety diminishes, I think we're going to see an increase in EVs as we look ahead. And Kai, those are changes in transportation. You and I didn't grow up with those, but they're coming. And for us, we see those factors really creating the cornerstones of this new mobility ecosystem coming up.
Is it possible that, you know, with electric vehicles and as smart cars get smarter and autonomous vehicles actually, you know, learn how to drive and all of that stuff, that we might actually see less wear and tear on tires and thus need fewer tires? I mean, I don't know.
Well, actually, it's the opposite. And when we look at that new mobility ecosystem, what we see is exactly as you said before, whether there's a driver behind the wheel or whether there's no one behind the wheel, they're still going to need tires on the car. That's a good thing for us. The second thing, to the point you just made, is under just about everyone's estimation, under a ride-sharing world, vehicle miles traveled or miles driven are going to go up.
Yeah.
And that means more tread rubber burned, and boy, that's a beautiful thing for us. So those are good trends.
Other than some horrible safety recall, what is your nightmare? What keeps you up at night?
I think the thing that keeps me up at night is just disruption and the changes that we're seeing in the world today, the changes in business. On one hand, it is a tremendous opportunity that it excites me to no end, frankly. But on the other hand, the disruption we're seeing and the risk of being complacent in that environment is really what keeps me up at night, because you don't really have markers to know whether you're doing exactly enough. I tell my team constantly we have to disrupt ourselves. In fact, role is an outcome of a challenge to my team to start disrupting ourselves because I think that's what it takes in this world we're living in. And I do believe there'll be existential issues for some companies out there that aren't able to adapt. And the message I give constantly to my team, we want to shape that future that's coming. We don't want to be changed by it.
I'm going to ask you a question I ask CEOs every now and then. And it goes like this. What happens if Jeff Bezos wakes up one day and says, tires?
So this is something we give a lot of thought to already, as you might imagine, as everybody does. And I think in the end, it's all about satisfying customers and creating value for them. And again, if I could go back to why we did something like Project Roll that allows the tire buying process to be easier. And remember, we have one unique thing that most other products don't, and that's that you have to have the tire installed. And that experience, just like you referenced earlier, is very, very important. And being able to have that seamless experience from the brand that you're buying from the way to shop, the trust in the company that you're buying from, all those things I think will play on a consumer. So we have to make sure that we're adding value, because we know those disruptors and those competitors who potentially aren't even going to be in the tire business are the ones that we have to be ready to deal with.
Right. Last question, then I'll let you go, Rich. Do you get to ride in the blimp whenever you want?
You know, I do, and I like to say, contrary to what people think, I don't spend the day driving the blimp all day. That's not what I do for a living. But I do totally get to go in there. There's nothing like the blimp, Kai. It's fantastic. If it's a big event, you know the blimp's there.
You betcha. Rich Kramer, he runs Goodyear. Rich, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks again for the time, Kai. Really appreciate it as well.
That was it, my conversation with Rich Kramer, the CEO of Goodyear. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you do choose to get your podcast. Leave us a review while you're there, would you? And tell friends and, you know, get us more subscriptions, all of that. The Corner Office Podcast is produced by Daisy Palacios. Marketplace is produced by Nancy Fargali. Sitar Nieves is the executive director of On Demand. Deborah Clark is the senior vice president and general manager. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another episode for you in a couple of weeks.